Listener Production.
Good morning, it's Madeline Larson here. The parents of Aussie brothers Jake and Callum Robinson, who were murdered in Mexico, have expressed their heartache. They were on a surfing trip with their American friend. Authorities say they were killed in a robbery gone wrong. Mum Deborah says the world is now a darker place without her sons.
Callum was a lovable, larger-than-life character and considered the United States his second home. His brother Jake was a happy, gentle, and compassionate soul.
The federal government has yet to respond to the findings of the supermarket price gouging inquiry. The national probe wrapped up yesterday with several recommendations put forward, including new powers to break up the Coles and Woolworths duopoly. They could also face criminal penalties for overcharging customers. Meantime, thousands of Woolies staff could soon get the chance to work a four-day week. It's all part of a new agreement with the union representing shop assistants, which would allow workers to complete their usual 38 hours in just 4 days by working longer shifts. A similar option was trialled at Bunnings last year. And Apple has unveiled its thinnest ever product, the 13-inch iPad Pro, measuring in at 5.1 millimetres thick by using OLED screens. Tech expert Trevor Long says it'll enable almost any operation to be conducted on an iPad.
These things are probably more powerful than most people listening's laptops at home, because this thing is blisteringly fast.